Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Our scripture lesson today is Psalm 33:3. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully, and shout for joy. When I first read this verse, the phrase, play skillfully, really piqued my interest. Skill, after all, can be interpreted many different ways. And because of that, it's kind of a loaded term. So I did some digging. Nearly every English translation of this verse that I could find uses the same terminology. Does that mean that only the most skilled should participate in making music to God? Does it mean that we must have some sort of formal training in order to praise? I can't imagine that was the intent. Of course, as a trained musician, I do understand the value of such training. I'm not trained on the clarinet at all. So if I picked one up and started to play, I imagine the sounds would be less than worshipful for most people. That doesn't mean, as long as I did this with a heart geared toward praise, that God would find it anything less than beautiful. Make a joyful noise, after all. And of course, I think about how incredible it is to be around someone with more skill than I have, and how much more I get out of the experience of hearing them play or sing. What an incredible gift that is. But that is still not what the verse said. It said as an imperative statement, you play skillfully. Worship is not, or at least it should not, be a passive event. It's not a spectator sport. It requires active involvement. Even when we're listening, I think we are supposed to be engaging in the act of thinking about and considering what we're hearing. I think that's why the Psalms so frequently command us to sing a new song. When we sing something familiar, we are not challenged to be engaged in the same way. Of course, the higher the quality, the more we can get out of a song on repeated experiences. So I don't think this is necessarily an indication that we should throw away music after one time through, either. But I keep coming back to the idea that not everyone has musical training, and therefore would not necessarily have skill. So I looked up one more translation, the Common English Bible. It translates this verse as, "Sing to him a new song. Play your best with joyful shouts." Yes! We always give God our best, even in our music making, maybe especially in our music making. That translation doesn't imply that only the very best musicians may offer music to God. Instead, it says that we all should offer music, and we all should do our best as we praise. I have to believe that this is what the psalmist meant. I invite you to pray with me now. God, we thank you for the music in our lives. Help us to come into your presence more fully, allowing music to engage us in all the miraculous ways you have provided. Let us not take this for granted, but instead, let it be a vehicle to allow us to give our best to you. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Dwight Dockery.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all. 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.